I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host. I'm riding solo again today. Alex is actually out taking care of a bunch of things, so I am riding solo. There's a bunch of stuff I wanted to bring up anyway, kind of a little bit. I want to touch on a little bit of a whole bunch of different topics that I've been meaning to talk about, and really couldn't fit it in any particular episode. So coming at you with kind of a mixed match of different things. You know, Alex is out taking care of some things today. We have been getting pulled in many different directions recently. Got so many different things going on, between our lives, our professional lives, our family lives, our life with Grayson. Just a whole ton of things. If you know us, we are just very busy, very ambitious, and probably biting off way more than we could chew right now. But, that's just how we are. So, speaking of that, I think one of the things I wanted to address is just emotional fatigue, mental fatigue, kind of burnout, that kind of thing. You know, I think it's something that, the professionals in the field as well as parents go through a lot of. And I've talked about it on a couple of my quick tips. But despite the fact that me and Alex are super busy all the time, that's one of the reasons I'm recording solo today. We could have recorded the other night. Alex needed a little bit of time. I needed a little bit of time. So we did something together because we don't get a chance to do that much. And we just decided that I would, record the episode for this week by myself. So, it ended up working out, but it's something that, we needed to do to stay as healthy mentally and emotionally, and as connected as a couple, as we need to be in order to be great parents, to have a great relationship and, model that great relationship for Grayson, and things like that. So, we recently had to do that. And we try to balance our lives as much as we can and not, hold each other too accountable in terms of work all the time, 100% of the time for everything. And give ourselves, give each other a little bit of leeway so that we could do some things that, help keep us in the right frame of mind. We've gotten really successful at that, especially throughout this journey recently where we've been building this podcast, building our brand and, all that kind of different stuff. We're very insistent upon making sure we get that time, even if there's other things that, are important things, that we have to kind of put to the side, for an extra day or two. So, I encourage parents out there, find, something that you like to do, pick one of your hobbies or get a new hobby, and make sure you build that into your schedule, at least on a biweekly basis. So I can tell you, I've gotten burnt out in the past because of not doing things like that. And that's something that, Alex really brought to my attention and, really definitely had to, make a change in that area. And I think it's had a huge impact on me, on our relationship, and even on Grayson. So I want you guys to keep that in mind. Another thing I wanted to talk about was picking providers, picking therapists, and just some other things that are related to that. Throughout our experience, we know it's not easy to find providers, especially for specific types of services. A lot of you know that Grayson went to CHOP for a feeding evaluation. I want to say it was probably close to 6 months ago now. No, actually, it was probably, it had to be 6 months ago. Wow. And, you know, he's on a waiting list. They're not concerned with his diet. He eats really good. He's, you know, keeps his weight on. It's not like he's not eating enough and it's not a healthy enough diet. It's just getting him off of his beloved Gerber meals and starting to expand and, you know, eat a little bit more, you know, I guess what you would say normal or typical food. And he's been, you know, we've had it basically, we have to wait another 6 months. It's a year-long waiting list. You know, there's a couple other providers we could have tried that may have been able to get Grayson in sooner, but they did not nearly have the reputation in their program that CHOP feeding therapy has. So instead of waiting, you know, 4 months and having a mediocre program, I'd rather wait a year and get him into the right program. You know, and we've had several conference calls with them since our initial evaluation, and they've given us some things we can work on in the meantime to help him, and we've been doing that. So exposure therapy, we want him to touch different foods, you know, be able to maintain sitting in front of food for longer. You know, we have him feed us food sometimes, and he's reluctant to do it, but he does it. And, you know, I would say probably about, you know, if you go back a year, I mean, geez, a year ago, he wouldn't touch anything. I mean, he would literally run away from the dining room table when we were sitting down to eat. So, you know, he's not there yet, but just those little tips have really helped us. And I just want you guys to understand that depending on what therapy you're looking for, you know, you may have to just be patient for a while. You know, another thing, Grayson graduated from his speech therapy class with a speech therapist, but, you know, we couldn't find an in-home therapist for a long time. We ended up getting telehealth during COVID because we couldn't get anybody to come to the house during that either. He ended up doing fantastic and graduated within, I think it was 10 weeks of being in that program, just because of how far his receptive language has come. But, you know, since he's nonverbal, the next step is to try to find a prompt therapist, a prompt speech therapist, which is a very detailed specialty, and there's not that many of them out there. So, again, we have to be patient right now. We're trying to find one that will work for us and will work for Grayson, you know, and it's taken some time. So, you know, we're lucky enough where we've been doing ABA for almost 3 years now, and we've only had two BCBAs. Both were great. You know, they did a great job with Grayson, and they know the kind of therapists we need to work with, the ones that work best with Grayson. And I think that was a little bit more of a challenging thing was finding the right behavior technicians to work with Grayson, not BCBA. We've gone through a whole bunch of behavior therapists or RBTs, registered behavior therapists, since we started. Some are just not a fit, you know, and you kind of have to be patient. It's not super easy to find the right people that work well and have a good relationship with the child and a connection with the child. So, you know, you're looking for two different things. You're looking for a connection with that child so that they're much more likely to do the work. And then you want somebody that's experienced, that knows how to handle certain things. Grayson's a very specific case, so having somebody that's experienced is quite important for him. You know, we've had to learn, you know, by going through and trying different people to figure that out. So, you know, again, any type of therapy, doesn't matter if it's OT, speech, feeding therapy, ABA therapy, early intervention, be patient. You know, go with your gut feeling. If you don't think it's working out after a couple sessions, you know, don't hesitate to move on. You want to find that right connection as soon as you can. Next thing I want to touch on for just a second is please go, if you haven't already, go check out buildingthepuzzle.com. Alex has done an absolutely phenomenal job building our brand on there. We have all our podcast episodes on there. We have two blogs, one for her specifically, one for me, talking a lot about different parts of our journey throughout throughout our time. It also has our toy company information from Grayson and Company. We also have Grayson's favorites listed on there too. So anything you need, we would recommend products that Grayson loves. They're all listed on there. We have resources on there, the information on our Green Compass CBD. We have the information on our support group call on there. Literally everything we have is on that page. You can find us all over. We're also on Facebook and IG. We have a group and a page for Facebook. So definitely check that out. Also, looking for, we have plenty of episodes and content coming up over the next 2-3 months. But always looking to hear from you guys about what you're interested in learning more about. We have a million things we could talk about. Some of the things I think we've realized are super important. And that's some of the stuff we're trying to bring to you right away and right now. But would love your input, because we're here to get the best possible information to you guys about the topics you're interested in learning about, because we want to have an impact on you and your kids. That's what we're here for. So just keep that in mind. Shoot us some comments and stuff like that. We'll take a look and see what you guys have to come up with. That being said, next thing I wanted to just talk about a little bit is potty training. It's another tough, challenging thing for a lot of our kiddos with autism. To master Grayson, we've been working with him for several months. We're still not there yet. He's made tons of progress. I mean, he's doing very well, but he definitely hasn't mastered it yet. That being said, it has been very challenging on us. A lot of very challenging and hard work. A lot of consistency trying to work on that. I know you a lot of you out there are probably dealing with the same thing. How hard and challenging it is. How long it may take for many kids to master it. So, again, patience. Patience is very important. I want you guys to know you're not the only ones. We all go through that, and it's definitely, definitely a big challenge. Like I said, Grayson's gotten a lot better, but we're definitely not there yet. The next thing I wanted to touch base on was something else I don't think we have spoken too much about. We did a quick tip about it a couple months ago, but just sleeping. Getting a sleeping schedule, how important that's been for Grayson, kind of a bedtime schedule. We don't want him to be too rigid throughout the day, so we kind of keep some flexibility, or try to keep some flexibility throughout his day, just to make sure he can adapt to different situations as things pop up. Obviously, we live in a very chaotic world, so that's a very adapting to things is a very important skill. For kids to learn, for any kid for that matter. But they also are very into routines. Grayson is very much like that. So even though we try to keep things flexible throughout the day, we very much want to keep things very structured for bedtime, because we have learned, and we learned very quickly, it was like a switch was flipped. As soon as we set a specific schedule where we do bath time, you do nighttime bottle, bath time, get dressed, teeth brush, into bed at the exact same times we do. We start at 8:30, finish off 9 o'clock. You should be asleep right around 9 o'clock. You know, we usually give them that nighttime bottle and hang out and cuddle with them in bed a little bit right before we get him in the bath. And that has been, like, amazing for him. He sleeps so much better. He falls right asleep. No issues. You know, that's been absolutely tremendous. And that's really helped him. So if you're having trouble with sleep, that's one thing. The other thing I wanted to point out was, I mean, for me and Alex, we've been taking the CBD along with Grayson now for a few months. And we have both noticed, me and Alex, that we sleep so much better. So much more restful, deep, refreshing, rejuvenating sleep than we did before. So, you know, obviously for you guys, but, you know, it's something you might want to think about for your kiddos too. It's had a tremendous impact on Grayson. It's helped bring on speech a little bit more with him. So, you know, it's been amazing and incredible, the impact that it's had. So we'll be right back after a word from our show sponsors. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys. And now back to the show. So next, I wanted to let everybody know we are doing an episode coming up on with a homeschool program teacher, or, you know, she owns the business actually as well. We're going to be doing that soon. We have our information in the show notes of all our recent shows. We did a homeschool episode a few days ago. We also had a couple episodes on, you know, regular public schooling and specialty schools and things like that. Have a lot of different options, so I think they're really important videos. Podcasts to listen to, because I know that's a hard decision for a lot of people. We're going into the school season, so we thought it was the perfect time to, you know, have discussions about those particular topics, pros and cons of each. You know, kind of talk about what we are doing with Grayson and why we decided to go that way. So those are coming. That interview is coming up. Go check out those last few episodes. Next week, we're going to have an episode kind of rehashing some of the stuff on the documentary Vaxxed. I think that was extremely important. We have an episode with an interview in the next... not sure exactly when it's going to air. Say probably a month to month and a half with Dr. Nicole, the holistic psychologist. Just going to talk to her about maintaining our emotional and mental health. She is a fantastic expert, number one New York Times bestseller. Just tremendous following. Tons of people, celebrities even, following her, doing tremendous work. We really thought, you know, we have a close relationship with her, me and Alex. Her and Alex are good friends, and, you know, we thought she could have a really big impact on our listeners, since, you know, we were struggling when we became parents and found out Grayson was autistic and starting that whole journey, being overwhelmed. We know how much support we needed at the time, and we feel like she would be just a tremendous resource for our listeners, kind of get them, you know, get you guys straightened out and, you know, living the best lives that you can live, you know, living your best life. So we got that coming up. So a lot of awesome things. Our vlog, again, is going to be launched over the fall, and we're super excited about that. Check us out on IG, Facebook. We're everywhere. Buildingthepuzzle.com. It's got all our blogs, like I said. Grayson & Company's on there. We have our support group stuff on there, our CBD information on there. Just phenomenal resource. Alex keeps expanding it, doing a phenomenal job. I think we had 350 people just visit the website the other day, just in one day. So just we're seeing some tremendous growth. And it's really awesome. Super excited about it. So, you know, I think that's all I got for today. Leave some comments, like I said. Love to hear your questions. Going to be trying to do a Q&A soon, hopefully next week. Just looking for a couple more questions from you guys. So just get that over to us, and we'll see you on the next episode. With that,
for autism, building the puzzle
one piece at a time.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex. Signing off.
Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.